there has been an impulse, something that has happened that has made you stray away from the goal that you set for yourself. And so all of these things that I'm going to go over with you aren't going to mean anything if you can't really figure that first piece out. And that first piece is you. It starts with you. It ends with you. You are the common denominator between all that is good in your life and all that is bad in your life.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Guys, today I'm going to go over some things that are necessary for you to see progress. In life or in business, I think if we tell ourselves the truth, we know exactly where we lack. Inattention will never bring progress. It's going to require all of you. And so giving your all is going to require self-discipline. And let's be real, the reason why you aren't where you want to be right now is because you lack impulse control. In other words, self-discipline, right? Every time that you've said, hey, I'm going to do this in my business or I'm going to do this in my personal life, there has been an impulse, something that has happened that has made you stray away from the goal that you set for yourself. And so all of these things that I'm going to go over with you aren't going to mean anything if you can't really figure that first piece out. And that first piece is you. It starts with you. It ends with you. You are the common denominator between all that is good in your life and all that is bad in your life. And so if we can take a little bit more ownership, you know, I think that our lives will definitely enhance in all aspects. And the cool thing about it is, when you take ownership of one area that you know is lacking, right, that standard in that area then increases, and then your overall standard of what you're willing to accept in other areas also starts to increase as well. So you'll see other areas that you're like, I don't like that. I'm being mediocre here. I'm average here, but yet I'm trying to hold a high standard over here. And so don't try to do it all at once. I would say get very specific on what your next goal is and what you're trying to accomplish. And again, whether this is in your personal life, whether this is in your business, there's plenty of people that have seen massive success in business and their personal lives in shambles. And so maybe the business side of thing is taken care of and you need to be, you know, brutally honest with yourself about where you lack in your personal life, whether that's with your health. And I'm talking about mentally, physically, could be in your relationships. You could be spiritually weak and lack in that area. We all are a work in progress till the day we die. And so the moment that we get comfortable, we'll start getting complacent. And, you know, a lot of things start dying under the hand of complacency. And so discipline is definitely how we free ourselves from our own personal chains. And that's how we're ultimately going to see change. If we're honest about where we lack in life or business, it's going to require more of you. And usually that's why we shy away from it. And so I did this thing in our group, right? We have our inner circle. And just so that you guys are aware, we are launching a free group. By the time you listen to this, it should be open and it should be live. We should be launching early February. So this podcast, I believe, drops, you know, early February. So keep your eye out for that. It's going to be called The Network, because the whole purpose of that group is for people to go in there and network, right, with like-minded people, creating a community of individuals that want to develop themselves, develop businesses, think a little bit more positively, and be around those same type of individuals. And so we're going to have three different tiers, and that's going to be The Network. It's going to be a free group. And then we have our inner circle. And then we have what's called our family, right? Which the inner circle is a little smaller of a group, obviously, than the people that you know with inside your network, right? Think about it. You're networked with a lot of people. And then you have your own personal inner circle. You know, it might be friends or people, coworkers. These are people that, you know, are that you're in contact with a little bit more frequently, maybe even on a day-to-day basis. And then there's another area of your life where you have your family. You know, people that you share intimate things with, that you're open with, that you're vulnerable with, and that know you far more than people that are just in your inner circle or in your network. And so those are the three levels that we have. And I posted in the inner circle group a question recently. It was within the last week or two. And I said, if you're being completely honest, where are you lacking right now? What are the things that need work in your business? And it's the thread kind of starts blowing up. You know, some people said, hey, I need this. I need that. You know, I need marketing. I need more leads, or, you know, I need better employees, or I need like all of these things. And what it made me think of is that everybody is aware of where they lack. It's just whether or not they want to put their attention on it and give it 100% of what they've got, because 100% of what you got is going to require you to say no to some of the things that you usually say yes to. And that's whether it's with time with friends or shows that you watch or bumming it on the couch or scrolling social media. Like it's impossible to be great or have great results unless you are great, right? And so the idea is, you know, addition through subtraction, figure out what could we subtract from our life that would ultimately enhance it, right? Ultimately enhance it. So there's things that I want to go over with you, because these are the pillars that I believe that you need to build a successful business. And you can really look within on this podcast and determine, hey, which one of these areas am I lacking? Where should my focus be going? Because look, I mean, some people commented, hey, pretty much all of them except for this one, right? And the issue with that is sometimes if we have so many different problems or things to address within our business that we get so frustrated or so flustered or overwhelmed that we don't address anything within our business, because we just don't pick a starting point. We just choose to maintain where we're currently at. In other words, putting out the fires that we need to put out every single day so that we can keep the revenue that we currently have, right? And so this is an area that a lot of entrepreneurs get caught in, or people that are self-employed. They're not real business owners. You're self-employed and you just keep putting out the fires in order to maintain your lifestyle and maintain your income, which is not ideal. That's probably not why you started a business or went down this path, because it's very difficult, right? Like you guys know what the struggle is. The only reason why you listen to this podcast is because struggle is something that you're very familiar with, right? And once you make struggle your best friend, you're never going to be alone ever again. And the best way to make struggle your best friend is go start a business, because that business will pull you in and bring you problem after problem after problem after problem. And it'll force you to become an individual that you didn't know that you could become in order to solve those problems. And so the pain of those issues and those problems are greater than the pain of changing. And so you change and adapt and become greater and, you know, more valuable. And this more valuable individual can now go out there and solve bigger problems as you continue to level up. And so I'm going to start from the top, kind of keep it basic. And then I'm going to go down a list that I made for you guys here. And you could figure out where you feel like that you're lacking and, you know, figure out where your starting point is. Because if you're lacking three or four of them, you can get overwhelmed and then just choose not to do anything about it. First one is core values and mission statement. And it doesn't matter if you're a solo entrepreneur or if you have 100 employees, right? Like you have to have some sort of values. Your values give you the ability to determine whether somebody fits your company culture. And if somebody's a good fit for you, you know, 5 years, 10 years, you know, 20 years down the road, because they will make decisions and everybody makes mistakes. But was the mistake based upon just an honest mistake, them trying to make the right decision and they didn't, or were they not honoring the values that you had with inside of your company? And that's why it created a mistake, right? If your core values and mission statement aren't clear and people in your organization don't know what you're trying to do, then how are they going to know what to do when they come across an issue that they really don't have the answer to? And in reality, if you say, hey, if you come across an issue you don't have an answer to, you can look at our core values and our mission statement. And if that doesn't give you a clear answer of what you should be doing in this situation, then maybe you're not a good fit, or your company's core values or mission statement isn't clear enough, right? If one of them is, hey, take care of customer, and you know, there's an issue with a customer, like, and they don't know what to do, cool, let's make the decision of taking care of the customer. And if I did something wrong or refunded too much or whatever it is, right? then at least when you have a sit down and you're reprimanded, where an employee is reprimanded, then at least they can say, well, I did it based upon this core value and thought I was doing the right thing. And so if their heart's in the right place, then that's good. That's an individual that you can mold. That's pillar number one, right? Number two is culture. Culture is a big one. Do they love where they work, right? Like, is this a place where that they have the ability to grow and expand themselves as an individual and as a professional, right? Like, can they grow? Can they make more money? Can they make an impact? Like, what does their job do and what does it entail and how does it fit into the mission statement? And how does it make them feel as though that they're contributing in a positive way? Back in the day when I was leading one of our companies, you know, it was, we'd go bowling, you know, once a month, or we would take them to the park and go play spike ball or, you know, volleyball or barbecue at the park, or we would get a cater. We would be doing activities together outside of the work environment. People aren't doing cartwheels out of bed to go to work. Like the whole thing, whistle while you work. They're not whistling on their way to work. Like that's just the reality of it. And that's something that we as entrepreneurs need to wrap our head around, because at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to make it a place that they want to work at and a place that's much better than all of the other options that they have, right? And so there's ways that we can do that through, you know, doing things actually with them. In other words, investing your time into building the culture versus saying, hey, here's a $50 bonus or a $100 bonus. That's cool. That lights people up. But at the end of the day, your time is very valuable. And when you spend it with the people that are in your organization and you laugh and you smile and they're able to kind of see you as an individual outside of the boss or see the other coworkers as an individual versus just a coworker, that shows that they're human. You get to pull the curtain back and everybody just gets to be themselves and enjoy themselves. And you can say, oh, hey, Bob over here, you know, I watched him smile and Bob and Steve shared a laugh together while they were out bowling and they were high-fiving. And guess what? Now that they've created this situation outside of work where they were connecting with each other, having fun with each other, seeing a different side of each other, guess what? It gives them permission to see that side of each other while they're on the job. Culture is a big one, and it takes intention and focus in order to curate and create that. You know, even Nick behind the camera here, you know, like we go to lunch together, right? Like, you know, we do different things. He's came up to my house and we went for 8.5 miles. And we really enjoy each other's company when we're here at the office working. And so, you know, and he gets to see the real side of me and I get to see the real side of him. And to me, I think that that's culture, right? Where we both get a laugh and have fun and enjoy each other's company. Because if you're just dealing with the stress of the day-to-day problems and the day-to-day work, they're not going to see that side of each other and they're probably not going to enjoy where they work as much. So I think it really, really starts with those two first pillars. Then you go to marketing and lead gen, right? Like, do you have your marketing down? How do you generate leads? You know, is it organic? And if you've only generated leads organically and you're not growing, guess what? You can keep doing the exact same shit. You're not going to get a different result. You're going to have to try 5-10 different things to figure it out. And this is the biggest issue that I see is most people try one avenue or two avenues and they feel like, oh man, I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to, guess what? You don't know how to do it because you're not a marketing professional. If you're going to build a real business, you're going to have to hire people that know what they're doing and that are better at this thing, whatever area that you're lacking, than you are. Right? Whether that is marketing, whether it is sales, whether it is fulfillment, there are people that are better than you at what you currently do with inside of your organization. And you are the bottleneck. You are the thing that's holding your business back because you're unwilling to either outsource it or hire help internally. You've got three options. You either acquire the skill, which takes a lot of time, okay, in terms of where your business is lacking. So if you're lacking in your marketing, you can try to acquire that skill. But it might take you 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years to get good enough at it to where it can really impact your business. So you can acquire the skill. You can outsource the skill, okay? So it means you hire an external company. If in this case it's marketing, you can hire a marketing company to come in and help you. Or You can hire internally. You can hire a marketing professional with inside of your organization. Those are your only three options with every issue that you have in your business, right? Either you acquire the skill and address it, either you outsource it to a different company, or you hire somebody internally that has that skill that you don't have, or has a skill that's greater than the skill that you have, so that you can obviously, so you can see a different level, right? So that you can get a different result. The issue most often is people don't want to spend money without a guarantee. They don't want to lose money is what they call it, right? Like, I don't want to spend a couple grand if I'm not going to get a result. And so they get stuck in this, you know, chasm of comfortable complacency, and nothing ever changes. And then in 2 years from now, they're still in the same position waiting for things to pop off versus forcing things to change by them making a different decision, right? Different decisions will produce different outcomes. And so you're going to have to test 3, 4, or 5 different ways to do it. And guess what? You might have to test 3, 4, or 5 different marketing companies. You know, they're not all the same, right? There's good cops, there's bad cops. There's good teachers, there's bad teachers. There's good businesses, there's bad businesses. There's good marketing companies and there's bad marketing companies. Like, you don't know until you try. The best thing that I could say about that is, you know, join a network of people that have other people that have used that marketing professional that could vouch for them. And, you know, maybe get some references in that regard to see what they've done. But it's a risk, just like you starting your business was a risk, right? So we have our core values, we have our mission statement, you know, we've got our culture dialed in, you know, marketing and lead generation is happening. Now we have to have our sales process dialed in, right? So who does the sales? How are the sales inbounded? Is it, you know, call-ins? Is it, do they fill out a form and then somebody calls out? When they call out, when do you call out? 24 hours, you know, 5 minutes after the form? Like, when? Is there an email that automatically happens when they fill out a form? You know, these are all things that just need to be dialed in. These are the systems and processes. These are the pillars that it's going to, you know, create a business that maybe you could step out of that will make you a real business owner versus, you know, just self-employed. And if you're doing sales and normally you're the person that is the lead gen as well, you're eventually going to want to replace yourself on the sales side so that you can continue to be the name and the face of your business. In other words, the lead generation, and then move that over to somebody else, which is a very difficult thing to do. That's one of the most difficult things to do, is relinquish areas of your business that you've been great at. But if you're handling 4 or 5 different things, you can't give 4 or 5 different things 100% of your attention. You should be doing one thing, and the one thing that you're best at that will move the needle the most in your business, and, you know, hire the support around you, and your business will grow far more than you even realize. So after you have sales and you make a sale, you have to process the payment. Do you use Stripe? Do you use PayPal? Do you use a merchant account? Like, who's your merchant processing? You know, if you guys want to set up a merchant account, you can send us a DM. We set up a payment processing company with a good friend of ours, Adam Neese, that's been in the payment processing industry for many, many years. And he's an individual that we used. We've loved him so much that we said, hey, like, let's partner with you on some stuff. And so we've done that. But, you know, there's different ways here on payment processing where, you know, you could save yourself, you know, $8,000, $10,000, $15,000, depending on how big your business is. When we switched to Adam many years ago, he saved us $80,000 a year. But I mean, we were processing, you know, 8 figures versus, you know, maybe a $500,000 or $1 million size business. But even on $1 million business, you should be able to save, you know, $10,000 or $15,000, as long as you're processing those payments, you know, in a way that benefits you the most. And so all of these things matter: how you process it, how you sell it, how you generate the lead, the culture, the core values, your documentation of the systems and processes is the next pillar, right? Like, the heavy lifting on this one should be a CRM, right? You know, we've had our good friend Brent Knott on the podcast. He owns a CRM company called Torque. He's been helping a lot of people, you know, do the automation stuff, right? Like, you're not going to remember to send somebody an email or, you know, a text or whatever it is 7 days after, then 30 days after. Like, all that should be done and it should be automated within a CRM. And everybody inside of your organization should have some form of checklist, understand what they're doing within the business so that they know what a home run looks like, with real business owners in these three different levels that we're doing. Literally, the reason why I'm bringing this up right now is because I'm in the process of building all of this stuff out for real business owners, the mastermind level, right? The family, the inner circle, and the free group that is the network. That's why you guys haven't heard Kel as much on the podcast. He's focusing a lot more on easier accounting. I'm focused a lot more on real business owners, kind of divide and conquer. We have a different partner that focuses on 60-day credit repair. We have a couple different partners that are focusing on the new payment processing company that we have. And so it's like, how do you have so many different things and diversify your income? Well, it's not one person that's trying to operate, you know, three, four, five different things. We have partners in all of these various ventures, and, you know, Kel's attention's on one, mine's attention's on one, our other partner's attention's on it. Like, we divide and conquer, right? And so I wouldn't advise to try to be Mr. Multiple Streams of Income or Mrs. Multiple Streams of Income unless you have partners or other individuals that can give 100% of their focus to your business that you know, like, and trust, because other than that, you're going to put yourself in a very tough situation. If you ever want to kind of step back from your businesses like we've done, you have to start doing these things and doing them very well. The biggest issue that we see most often is the fulfillment, documentation of systems and processes, and marketing and lead generation. Those are usually the two things that most businesses struggle with. And so our first meetup, our quarterly meetup with the family members, our higher level mastermind members, is we're going over systems and processes. We're going to have people come in that are in our mastermind. They're going to share their systems and processes. I'm going to be sharing, you know, the systems and processes that we're building out for real business owners, which I'm literally in the process of doing right now. And how I started it is, okay, everybody just write down what they do. Let's understand what every task in this entire organization is. And then from there, we can kind of take a 30,000 foot view of it and start moving things around and saying, okay, well, if you do this task, then it should trigger this individual to do this task that they have, and then that triggers that. Like, so again, you start with simplicity, right? Just write down what it is that everybody does in your organization, even without their names attached to it. Like, what does that look like? Because if somebody gets hit by a bus, somebody else is gonna have to come in and do those things. And so it's not necessarily an individual thing, it's just tasks with inside of your organization. You need to know what all of those are. And that's really the starting point to start creating systems and processes and checklists for everybody so that they know what a home run looks like at their job and in your organization. Last but not least is proper accounting, knowing your numbers. If you don't really know where your financials are and you don't know, you know, where your money's headed, where your money's, you know, best spent so that you can get a return on your investment, these are what are considered KPIs, right? Key performance indicators, things that really move the needle in your business. And so obviously we own Easier Accounting. So if you're looking for accounting services, we could take care of you there. If you have any questions about that, you can send us a DM. But these are the pillars that I think it takes in order to build a real business, right? Core values and a mission statement. Make sure that your culture is dialed in. You know, you need your marketing and your lead generation. You should have sales dialed in. You know, then you're going to have to process that payment. Then you got to have documentations of systems and processes. In other words, a CRM, and then a checklist of everything that needs to be done within your organization, and then the individuals that are responsible to go through those checklists to make sure that those items are done. And then you need to obviously have proper accounting so that you know what your numbers are, you know what percentage that you're spending on marketing, what percentage you're spending on commission for sales, what percentage you're spending for culture. Maybe 5% of your revenue is going to be, hey, this is what I'm going to do for culture. I'm going to do bonuses here. I'm going to take them out once a month. We're going to go get something to eat, or we're going to go to a movie, or we're going to go bowling, or we're going to go to the park, right? Like, you can start allocating a percentage of your numbers to certain things with inside of these other principles that it takes to build a business, right? Like, what percentage should you be spending on your CRM, right? What percentage should you have your commission levels at? What percentage should you reinvest back into your marketing and lead generation, back into your culture? Like, these are all things that you need to know so that when you decide to slowly phase yourself out, that everybody, it's known. Like, everybody knows and everybody's on the exact same page because it's well documented, right? Here's the deal. Everybody that's listening to this podcast right now, I'm going to just keep it real with you. You're probably in the 99%, right? Like, I hear influence, hey, this is for the 1%ers. Like, Let's be real. The one percenters aren't stuck on social media staring at other people that are making content. It just is they're busy doing, right? Like that's what one percenters do, and that's how they became 1%. And if you're listening to this, you're most likely a part of the 99%, and that's okay. That's where everybody starts. I'm not saying like I have results, you know, that state that I'm in the 1%, but I'm still working like I'm in the 99% because the work never stops, guys. The progress should never stop because really that's where the joy and fulfillment is, as I've covered with you on previous podcasts. I want to make this very, very straightforward. You're not special. You are unique, but you're not special. There's nobody out there that is special. Your daily actions will create special results that may make you appear to be special, and your daily actions could extract your uniqueness, right? So I believe that we're all unique. Nobody's special, but some people are great listeners. Some people are great talkers. Some people are great artists, creators, right? Everybody is unique and different, but there's not one individual that's special. And if you want a result that is special, then you better be willing to make the daily deposits necessary to extract your uniqueness in order to receive a special result. That just is what it is. That's the game, you guys. And if you're not willing to do it day in and day out, don't expect great results. You will set yourself up for disappointment. You know where you lack. If you're overweight, you know that. It's sitting in the back of your mind 24/7. It's something that you think about constantly. It may not have 100% of your attention and focus, but it's something that takes your attention and focus because there's a percentage of it that's always resting on the fact that you know that you should be doing more, right? Like if you should be spending more time with your family or show more appreciation, like you know that. If there's an area in your business that's lacking, you know what area it is. This is your business. Nobody else is going to come in and fix it. Don't be delusional that all of a sudden one day your business is going to pop off. Like you're just going to keep showing up and doing what you're doing right now. And you've done it for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And there's really not a result that you have to show for it. That means you have the evidence that the way that you're doing it isn't working. After 2 or 3 years, you should start seeing the needle move in the right direction. And you should start, they say success leaves clues. You should start having some clues. And if you don't have any clues, then that's a problem. If all you're doing is posting on Instagram or Facebook about what it is that you do, guess what? Eventually, people are going to know that's just who you are and that's what you do. And they're going to become deaf to the posts that you make because they know every time you post, it's an offer. It's an offer. Hey, work with me, work with me, work with me. Like you're not really doing anything to bring value to the marketplace. Right. And so it's like that isn't going to work forever because you only know so many people unless you friend request 1,000 people a day to get new faces or new people reading the shit that you post. You're not going to get a different result. So maybe you do need to join networks or masterminds. Maybe you do need to start allocating money towards a marketing campaign. That was the two most common things, systems and processes and marketing. Most businesses have one problem and it's sales. Either there's not enough of them or you have too many of them, right? And when you don't have enough, you're usually not worried about systems and processes. But when you have too many sales, then it exposes the lack of systems and processes that you have with inside of your organization, right? And now that's the new problem that you need to address. What I'm saying is address everything that you need to address right now prior to it becoming a problem, so that you can then focus on the lead generation and your marketing and the sales, because everything else is dialed in. You have the foundation. We've made many mistakes as entrepreneurs, right? Like I'm not going to sit here and talk like I'm on top of a pedestal and we do everything right. We've these lessons that you receive are aches and pains that we've had to go through. And so either you're going to take the lessons and the information that we're giving you and relieve yourself of future pain by doing something about it, or, you know, 2, 3, 5 years down the road, you're going to say, damn, you know, they were right. And so it is what it is. And, you know, believe me, I've been there. I've done that. I'm very familiar with issues and problems. And all I want to do is try to save you guys from headaches, man. It's Life gets a lot easier on the other side of all in and fully committed. When you relieve yourself of options that are less than the result that you're shooting for, in other words, do I have an option to sleep in or go to the gym? I don't have an option. You just go, right? Do I have an option to address this thing in my business or not? No, you just address it, right? So when you go all in on creating solutions for your life or your business, it actually creates a level of ease. And the reason that is because when your brain knows that you've gone all in, they sell you less excuses not to do it. It will try. And you, when you keep focused, the noise quiets down a little bit and your energy and your attention goes towards the actual thing that you're trying to address. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so believe me, I've done the same. I've made 100 grand, 200, 300, 400, 500, and thought that I was the shit and that I'm doing everything right. Nobody can tell me what to do. Like, obviously my results speak for itself. And that was all ego. That was all ego. Like the fact that I had a result that was greater than other people's made me think that I was bulletproof and that I didn't need to address some of the areas that were lacking in my personal life, in my health, in my mental health, in our businesses, right? Like, if you're receiving a great result, you're doing something right. And so you would rather put your attention on the something right that you're doing than actually addressing the areas where you fall short. And that's something that I hope that changes today for you. I do know that there's an individual in there with endless potential. The world is a lesser place if you don't become all that you could become and extract the potential that lies within you through doing the work, right? Showing up every single day, doing the shit that nobody else wants to do. This is where all the answers lie. Everything that says, don't do that thing, the peace and the fulfillment and the solutions are on the other side of that thing. The reason why your brain's saying don't do that thing is because it knows it's going to require you to exert energy and effort in order to address it. But the cool thing about it is on the other side of that energy and effort that you're exerting is the solution to all your problems. Everything that you've ever wanted is on the other side of the work. So let's get busy this year. Let's stay committed to keeping it brutally honest with ourselves in terms of where we lack and what needs to be addressed so that we have the ability to live a greater life and have a greater experience than what we have experienced, and so that we can feel that joy and that fulfillment. Because when you're experiencing progress, because you're keeping it real with yourself and you're continuing to create solutions for the areas that you're weak, that's when you'll truly, you know, settle in and enjoy the ride a little bit more. And so let the pain guide you. Let it tell you what needs to be addressed and just keep it real with yourself and do the work, and you'll get where you're trying to go. I do believe that. And so, guys, please rate and review the podcast. You know, I know that has kind of dwindled down just a little bit as of recent. If you will, it would mean the world to me if you just take, you know, 2 minutes or a minute or whatever and give us a 5-star review or a review in general. Tell me I'm shitty. I don't, you know. Give us feedback and give us a review so that we can keep moving the needle in that area, right? And so I'm being brutally honest with you in where we're lacking right now, and that's continued reviews on the podcast. And so please help me out in that regard. Love you guys. Keep kicking ass. We'll see you guys next week.